One of the things that didn't come out in this study is, you know, the number of sentinel nodes. And I think when you look at the NSABP studies, even in the neoadjuvant patients, they had a number of patients who had neoadjuvant therapy. Their original sentinel node was negative, but when they went back at surgery, their sentinel node was positive. And I think that comes back to, you know, the issue of sentinel node or nodes. You know, I think now most people realize that there isn't one sentinel node. My impression from the fairly extensive experience of sentinel node is that probably about two-thirds of women have two chains coming out of the breast. There's two lymphatic chains, one to a sentinel node in the pectoral region, which is underneath the pectoralis major, one a little bit more lateral. And you can easily miss one of those nodes, medial or lateral, unless you look all the time. And my number of sentinel, average number of sentinel nodes is three. And if you look at, again, at the NSABP data, the time that they were wrong in their sentinel node is when they only took one sentinel node. And I really think the number of patients who have only one sentinel node is actually a minority. And surgeons have to make sure that when they're removing those sentinel nodes, that they look for that other chain and they look for up to four sentinel nodes, I think. My impression still is that a number of surgeons are still missing sentinel nodes. What we do know is about 25% of patients with involved nodes, it's not the bluest or the hottest node that's involved. So if you've removed just the bluest or the hottest node, in 25% of the time, if there's another sentinel node and that's involved, you will miss it. So I think that's one big lesson about sentinel node. It seems a very straightforward, simple procedure. It's not always simple and straightforward.